that. And we also have a ton of Club Rock signups out there. We got a couple for that. We got a couple for different things out there. And if we all at least sign up for one, we'll get them filled up quick. So go ahead and do that today, and that'll be good. Are there any other announcements today? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, and it is from John 15:12-13. And it says this: "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that you lay down his life for his friends."
Again, extend a greeting and grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 307, Send the Light. Number 307, I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless way. Send the light, send the light. O'er Israel to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light. Bless the gospel light, shore to shore. We have heard the Macedonian call. Send the light and the golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, send the light. And a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light. Bless the gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore.
Take this opportunity to greet one another and let each other know they're glad you're glad they're here. Well, again, good morning. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. And just got a couple of ones that have been given to me. Those of you that have been following Crystal and Nehemiah Volkortsen and their twins, they have made it home. And so that is a huge praise for them. We'll continue to pray as they make adjustments. But that is a huge step as they have spent quite a bit of time in NICU and down in Sioux Falls. Also, Daryl Peterman went in the hospital yesterday, and so be praying for him and Elaine. Got an update from Diane Welsh. Tony has come through his surgery well. He is back home. He came home Friday, and just beginning that healing process. But the pain that he has been experiencing has been lessened because of the surgery, and so that is a huge praise. Also, a new addition to Arian Kelly Van Vuren's family. Lucille May came on Friday, 9 pounds, 2 ounces, 22 inches long. So we congratulate Aaron and Kelly and the addition of Lucille May. And then my father-in-law had cataract surgery this Thursday, and that went well. He's making the adjustments of having one eye that still needs some work on, so balance, things like that. But appreciate your prayers and those that have asked about how he's doing. Are there other prayer requests or praises for this morning? Well, oh, Abe. That would probably be good. As Lifelight is back after a several year hiatus, and they always did Labor Day weekend, so it's always hot, but today seems to be a reminder of that. So the youth is going to Lifelight today. Heidi. So we continue to pray for Wes Fisher, the Dean of Students at Sunshine. A myriad of injuries from a horse dragging him, definitely the broken ankle, but also some ligament issues around his knee. But grateful that he did make it to school. It is hard as the Dean of Students to telecommute. But the adjustments, I know also for those picking up some of his workload, but praying for his healing, but also the working through the pain, especially doing physical therapy. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities that we have as being a part of your family. Father, it is not taken lightly that we are able to call you Father, that because of the relationship we have through Jesus Christ, that upon receiving the gift of salvation, you have adopted us as sons and daughters, and that you have made us co-heirs with Christ. Father, you've also called us to be your servants, and that as bending the knee to you as Lord, it gives you free rein in our lives, and that is not always easy, but we do know that you do cause all things to work together for good to those who are called according to your purposes. And so sometimes, Father, we don't always understand what is going on in our lives, but we trust you in the mountaintop experiences and in the valleys, that you, through the psalmist, have told us that even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we can fear no evil because you are with us. Father, I lift up these requests to you. We thank you for how you work in the lives of our congregation and in our community. We join with the praise of Crystal and Nehemiah and their seeing their twin girls come home. Be with both Crystal and Nehemiah as they make adjustments, and knowing it's still a long road of ahead for both of the girls. Be with them in the many miles, but thankful that they can do their healing and being at home together as a family. help Nehemiah and Crystal in the adjustments they make with the two. Father, we also are grateful for the new addition in the Van Vuren family. We pray for all of them, especially for Kelly and Lucille, that you would help her to grow strong, for Kelly to heal, and for the days ahead that you would just this new addition bring great joy into the family as they make adjustments. Father, we lift up Daryl Peterman to you, and with being in the hospital, give wisdom to the hospital staff, and we ask that you would place your hand of healing upon him, and that you would give peace of mind and heart to Elaine. We also pray for healing for Tony as coming through surgery, and the days and weeks ahead, that you would help him to be patient with the healing process, grateful that the pain in his back has been lessened, help him to work through the pain from the surgery sites, and for the days ahead, thank you for the family and for Diane being the helpmate that you have brought alongside of him. Give her patience as well as strength through her own health issues. Father, we lift up my father-in-law and grateful that you have watched over him in this cataract surgery, helping with the healing process and the adjustments, especially just getting around with one eye that is healing and doing better and waiting for the second eye's surgery. Father, we pray for our youth group as they head to Lifelight today and all those that will be in the Sioux Falls area, especially with the heat, that you would help them to be wise with staying hydrated, but also the opportunity to be ministered to, and to that the time together would knit their hearts together as a youth group, but also draw them closer to you. Father, we lift up Wes Fisher and the healing process he's going through, that you would help him with the pain through the physical therapy, as well as the passion that he has for the ministry that you've called him to, and now the patience of not being able to be on site as much. Grateful that he did make it on Friday, and help him through this time, that you would be an ever-present help as you've promised. Father, we're grateful for the work that you do in us and through us and around the world. We lift up the Romanos to you, grateful for the ministry that you've called them to, that they're working in Italy. We are grateful for the Weens being with us today. We thank you for the work that you've called them, as well as some of the life changes and the opportunity to hear about all those things today, that you would help us to see more where you're at work and the opportunities to partner with them. Father, we lift up our country, that you would help your people to be light and salt wherever you've placed us, that you would be with the world events. Things do seem to be spinning out of control, and we do understand that you are in control of all things, and you have a plan, and you will see it to fruition. So help us to see how we fit into that. Thank you for our time together and for this offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
generation to serve the Lord in Volgograd, Russia. I want to just stop right here and say thank you for being a part of our ministry over the years. We serve in Volgograd, the gateway to the south. It's 440 miles from Ukraine. But God has given our people an amazing ministry that has resonated not only in Russia, but all throughout Ukraine as well. I have served in Russia for 27 years as a teacher and pastor. I went to teach serve as a teacher in a Bible school message. I closed a number of years ago. However, over the years, I've developed close relationships with a number of people there in Volgograd, and one of them I even married, Olya. And the Lord has given us three wonderful children. My role has shifted and evolved over the years, and today I serve as a pastor of Koinonia, which is a small church serving international students, mainly from Africa, and it is in English. I also work in the administration of the Missionary Training School and Pastor School, where I teach as well. Over the years, the Lord has given us three children. I just, for you to pray about them briefly, just show a little bit of what's happening in their lives. Maria is going to be continuing her studies this next year at Northwestern University. They're in Roseville. And she also has four part-time jobs. We praise the Lord how he's preparing her and using her and providing for her needs. And my job for her this summer is to teach her how to drive. So she drove most of the way here. She drove to this church today, and she's doing a good job. I also ask you to pray for Peter. He is adjusting to a new school, Concordia Academy, there in Roseville and in the cities there. His 12th grade, and adjusting from being away. This last week, he went to his very first football game. And he says, I'm not quite sure how everything's going there, but that was interesting for him. He's been accepted to play at the Symphony Orchestra of the Greater Twin City Youth Orchestra, and we're seeing that the Lord is providing for his needs as well. And by the way, if you would like to there have various concerts that are going to be online. I will post them, and you'll be able to hook up for them. We also pray for Lily as she travels with us this summer. She will be home alone with Olya and I this next year. She's going to be a ninth grader and in a local private Russian school, and I'll be taking other classes as well, one of which online she's already started in English. We ask you to pray that all of our children would grow to become the people that God wants them to be. Also ask you to pray for Olya, who is stuck back in Russia. I like to say we're waiting for a letter from the U.S. government to take the next step in our interview with the U.S. Embassy in Tbilisi, Georgia. And that's a whole long story why Tbilisi, Georgia, not Russia. But I always like to say it's easier to get into the United States illegally than legally. And so we're dealing with a number of those situations. I have now permanent resident status in Russia until the Lord calls me home. I can't be out of Russia for more than 6 months. And with our family situation, Olya hopefully getting her green card, being able to come here and going back, we're going to have to end up traveling back and forth quite a bit this next years. We plan to continue our ministry in Russia as long as we're allowed and the Lord gives health and strength. Lord willing, Lily and I plan to be going back to Russia on September 20th, where she can begin schooling. Actually, school started already there. She'll have to catch up. And also, we pray that you'll continue to provide for our support needs as they've been in the red this last few months. We believe the Lord has placed us in a unique position there in Russia and in Volgograd for his honor and glory. But we cannot do it without your help. So we ask you to join us in this great adventure. And let me tell you, understand why we have a passion to go back and to serve. Let me just share a short note that I received from Pastor Vitaly, head pastor in Russia, who is also, by the way, the head of relief for Russian-occupied Ukraine. There's Eastern, where it's Ukraine is in charge, and then there's the part where Russia is in charge. And we are dealing with the part where Russia is in charge. And he wrote this last week. Let's go to the next slide. This week he writes, with several pastors I visited with my wife the hottest cities through which the war took place. And he lists these cities. This photo shows our team. Praise the Lord, this week we can send out three such teams. So this is one third of the teams that were sent out for a week Russian-occupied Ukraine. I want to say that on the last Thursday, we were able to visit three small villages located a distance of 4 to 5 kilometers from the military demarcation line. Often, it is very noisy from gunfire and explosions. But even there live peaceful, needy people. You can't imagine, and I like the way he says this, you can't imagine with what greed people listen to God's word, sing Christian songs, and with what appetite they eat a simple soup with bread prepared for our volunteers. Through the entire period of hostilities, these poor people were not seen, not by one of the volunteers, not even secular organizations, forgotten by everyone. But God did not forget them, and we will not forget. We preach Christ to them, He who is the giver of peace. We feed them hot soup, and we also distribute bread and water to them. I ask you to pray that we could preach the gospel and help other people in future also. Thank you. The Lord is doing great work in Russia and Volgograd. People are coming to know the Lord, and he is changing their lives. Now, this is not the message you usually hear from our part of the world, right? You hear wars and problems and that type of thing, but you don't hear God at work. I can say we have stood in amazement this last year at the work God is doing in and through us. Go next slide. Helping those suffering from the conflict in Ukraine has been the major emphasis in the local churches this past year in Russia. Thousands of believers from all over Russia have traveled sometimes thousands of miles in order to sacrificially serve for a week. In fact, over 3,500 believers have left family and work to feed, clothe, give medical aid, and most importantly, share the gospel with those in need. They returned home stretched and drained beyond what they could have imagined. Especially at the beginning, they got sick. It was the end of COVID. Despite the hardships and dangers they face, most had the desire to return and serve the Lord, serve the needy people for the Lord there. You see, their service changed and energized their ministries at home, as well as introducing many in Ukraine for the kingdom of God. Next slide. When the volunteers arrived in Ukraine, they found that 80% of the church members and 99% of the church leaders had left occupied regions of Ukraine. But in this last year, many have come to know the Lord, and our teams are trying to establish new churches in the abandoned facilities. Next. We can't go ourselves. This is a picture of those baptized in Mariupol. You've heard of Mariupol. You don't see pictures like this. People are turning to the Lord. You see, The war has changed their attitude towards things and life in general. And people are turning to the Lord. We can't go ourselves, but we do what we can to support this great movement of God that God with your help. Next slide. As a year ago, as people emerged from hiding, sometimes for months underground, they were in desperate need. They were sick from bad water and food, filthy from not having washed in months, and shell-shocked. Most had lost everything. Well, the Russian government provided a place for them to provide proper documents. It was volunteers from the churches that gave them water, fed them, cleaned them up, and worked to find possible relatives for them to live with. Some of those who stayed in Russia, next, are attending our churches today. Most of all, they needed God's love. Even now, we find people who need to be evacuated, and I thought I had some slides, like some single-parent families. But it's interesting, goes to the next slide, please. It's interesting that it was the churches in Volgograd, 440 miles from Ukraine, that were tasked with the responsibility of organizing relief of the Russian Baptist Union. And many of the initial volunteers and many of the leaders came from our area and found themselves teaching others how to serve by examples. Most, like I said, most of the key leaders to help the suffering came from within our ranks when other regions had more resources and were even closer to Ukraine. So I stood back in awe and watched and asked myself, why? Why does God greatly use people? Why did God use our people? As I thought of that, I thought of the character of God that God has, the character that people have that God has used to greatly for his kingdom. And I thought of five qualities. They are prepared, obedient, innovative, wise, and courageous. These qualities of God's people that we often read about in Scripture. And we also have seen this past year, especially in the lives of the people that God is using greatly in Volgograd in Ukraine. But my question for each one of us is this. Are we demonstrating these qualities? Next. I believe that God has placed each one of us in his kingdom to make a difference. He's equipped us to do his work, but we need to prepare ourselves even better. He calls us to be obedient to his will. Are we? Since each one is unique, and God is very creative God, we need to be constantly looking for innovative ways of doing his will. Maybe we should ask the Lord to open our eyes to those ways. And while we're asking the Lord for new ways of doing things, maybe we need to ask for wisdom. Wisdom so that we can do what we do to have the greatest impact for the kingdom of God. And of course, we must have courage. If you have all those qualities and don't have the courage to step forward and do what God wants you to do, nothing will happen. We ask you to pray for these qualities to be developed in us and through us and the people in Russia and by each one of you today. Thank you again for helping us and serving the Lord there in Volgograd, Russia. Amen. Guys, can we have a special music right now? Peter's going to play, and this is My Father's World. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing number 452. I'll ask you to stand with me, please. Make Me a Blessing, number 452. Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing. Story of Christ and His love. Tell of His power to forgive. Others will trust Him if only you prove through every moment you live. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. My life, may Jesus shine, make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray, make me a blessing to someone today. As 'twas given to you in your need, love as the Master loved you. Be to the helpless indeed, unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today.